What advice would I give Eric to his first time daddy? And I remember holding your mother in my hand, palm of my hand. Her head was in the palm of the hand, and her legs were just dangling over my arm. But, I mean, I could just lift her up and hold her around and so forth like that. And I would read some calculus or quantum mechanics or something like that book for her. as I was doing that, hoping that, you know, something like that would sink in. But at any rate, I guess the best thing to do is to just be yourself, love God the best you can, and instill that respect for the Lord into your children, into your family, and bring them up in the, as the Bible says, in the admonition of the Lord. And everything will somehow work out. I don't know how that works out. I've always, Donna used to worry about, Donna was my wife after your grandmother, Janine. But anyhow, she used to worry a lot about what was going to happen in the future. And I would say, tell her, I said, I really don't know, but somehow the good Lord always works it out for me. And she was always worried about finances. And for some reason, I was not worried about finances because they would come. And so do what you do, be yourself, do the best you can in all phases of life. And I think you're doing that. I mean, you've achieved a great deal in the last few years, and I would encourage you to keep up with your National Guard, because it's a group of people that, I don't know, it's a funny group of people. Some of them are good, some are ever bad. But you learn a lot, and you can always rely on that group then, or somebody in that group to help you. But more than that, you need to connect with somebody in your church life and spiritual life. Lord, teach me to pray and teach your children to pray. Amen.